As you can see from slide one, our topic has a subtitle, which is actually a question. Is it a claim, is it a defense, or is it a mistake? And to eliminate the suspense right at the beginning, the answer is it's all of the above. And why is it a mistake? Well, it's a mistake because employment law in our country has not evolved. It has mutated. And it's mutated with sort of random acts of Congress and random decisions by the Supreme Court. For the first few minutes, I am going to run through the history of that random mutation to tell us how we got to this sort of confused state of affairs. Timeline starts out in 1980, but it actually could have started out 3 years earlier with a Supreme Court case in the First Amendment context of Mount Healthy City School District versus Doyle. That is the first time the phrase mixed motive entered the lexicon of employment law. But that was a public sector case, First Amendment case, when it really caught on, or got some traction, I guess, in private sector cases was in 1980 with the Right Line case. I was practicing at that time. I was doing a lot of unfair labor practice work, and this was a big deal. Unlike in employment discrimination cases, in unfair labor practice cases, employers frequently do say really stupid things, express their anti-union animus, and we had to confront that from time to time, and Right Line gave us an out. Despite the direct evidence, you could have a defense. So initially, first two cases, mixed motives, clearly a defense concept. That was cemented even more in 1989 with Price Waterhouse versus Hopkins. Sexual stereotyping case, accountant at a big international accounting firm claiming her career was held back by sexist practices and sexual stereotyping.